Back here at almost 9:10 on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Monday edition of the program. And joining us now, we have John Vest from the Coffeyville Amateur Radio Club. And here to talk a little ham radio with us as we got a meeting coming up tomorrow.
Yep, tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Or at 7 o'clock, I'm sorry.
That's right. The time change is still messed up. I was driving back from Sedan last night, and it was like 6:10 or something. I was like, it feels like it's midnight.
Yeah.
It's so dark.
Yeah, we're having it 7 o'clock tomorrow evening at the New Beginnings.
Reawakening.
Reawakening.
Same thing.
Man, I'm not all here.
You're good. Yep, Reawakening office.
And everybody's welcome to come. And we are going to be testing tomorrow night. So if you want to take a test, you can tomorrow night.
That's right. I know we have one gentleman who's planning to be taking his test there, and so that is gonna be good. So we do have we're gonna be talking a little bit as well about a little bit of work we're doing on our repeater sites that people may not realize that we actually have repeaters that we manage throughout the county. And John, do you want to just to give us a little bit of explanation? What the heck is a repeater?
A repeater is a radio basically that you can key up and talk into and be able to transmit in this area, really pretty much just in this area, that will allow you to be, I don't know how to put it, be heard very clearly, and then people can talk back to you on it. And it can also be what they call daisy chained to other repeaters, and it can actually go all the way across the United States doing that, but it makes it a lot more clear, and you don't have the worry of the dropout signal or anything like that with them. They're a very vital point of communications when it comes to emergency communications too.
Sure. It's just kind of like how the police have their own way that they can communicate. We have a very similar system. It's just more open to where anyone who's a licensed ham can use it.
Is it? Yes. And that's another thing I wanted to bring up too. I noticed that the other day I was on the internet and on Facebook, and I was getting these ads for a company that I'm not even sure who they are, but they're selling the radios for $299, Balfong radios, and they're not telling people that they have to have a license for them. And you got to watch that. If you order radios, you got to make sure it's not a radio that you have to have a license for if you're non-licensed.
Yeah, that's a really good reminder, because people might be buying these maybe if they've got a small company, or maybe they're just going to be doing like carpooling or something like that, or hunting. And mm-hmm. you can use CB for that if you're not licensed. That's more than okay. Or the little walkie-talkies you buy at Walmart or something like that, the basic ones. But if you're buying one of these where there's actually like a frequency input in there, probably is gonna not be the right one.
Right, and you could get into a lot of trouble.
Yeah. So there are solutions out there if you are not licensed. But hey, a great solution is to get your license, and then you can actually.
That's right, and then you can use them.
Yeah, because that's the thing. The learning curve is just gonna be a little bit higher here, because in ham radio, you are told kind of what these are, the frequency ranges that you have privileges on, and you got to stay within this limit here. And some of those imported radios, they're set up to transmit all over the world, so they're not they're unlocked essentially. So those will transmit on frequencies outside.
That you're not supposed to
exactly.
Be on.
Yeah.
And you can get into lots of trouble if you get onto the wrong frequency. If you get onto a law enforcement frequency or something like that, you can get into trouble. So if you're going to buy a radio like that, you need to watch what you buy.
Yeah, because you definitely want to stay within the law, because that's what this is all about. Ham radio is self-policing in the fact that, we want to make sure that we do a good job of following the rules. That way we don't have our privileges taken away,
right?
Because they certainly can be, because this is a federally licensed hobby. So, yes.
And they are. I was reading an article where they're getting ready to open up some more frequency bands down in the lower area.
Okay.
And that, from what I understand, they're talking about in April it's going to open. So it's going to be covered under the technician license also.
Yeah, that's the neat thing is there's even with the basic entry level license, there's all sorts of stuff that you can do. You know, there's three different classes of license. There's technician, general, and extra. And those come with different privileges and that sort of thing. But, you know, the real basic one is not hard to get.
Yeah, and you can have so much fun. And we're getting ready to come up on our winter field day before long. I'm not sure what day it is yet. I believe
it'd be the end of January.
January, so. Yeah. And it is going to hopefully be a good field day this year. We're going to try and set up for it up here on Big Hill and try and get that going. And, well, this last weekend there was a ham fest over in Nixon, Missouri, and I didn't get a go. I had other things I had to do and with my son, so I didn't get to go to it.
But yeah, there should be some, you know, coming up here before too long. Things probably, I think, slow down a little bit around the holidays just because everything's so busy. But, I mean, especially as we get into the early part of next year.
Yes.
That's going to be coming up. And just to give you a little taste of kind of the crazy things you can do, I just saw this headline a couple days ago. This guy worked all states on something called the 33-centimeter band. And so to give you an idea, that's around 900 megahertz. So that's above your cell phones, where the cell phones talk. So, you know, because if you think about it, your cell phone is kind of a radio in and of itself. But this guy, actually, what he had is a big dish, a 10-meter dish. So, like, it's, you know, about 30 feet across.
Yeah.
And he has this giant dish. And what he was doing is he had was running about 400 watts. And he beamed that off the moon.
Oh,
and
wow.
He was talking with, he managed to do that and talk with all states. It said, let's see, it took him, he started working on this in 1985. So 38 years to do this. So just, that's quite an accomplishment there. But they got a picture of him with his giant dish. and it's, yeah, it's pretty impressive.
That is big.
So that is, that's pretty nuts what he was able to do. So. It's that's just, you know, you're so much, you know, people are into the kind of the hacking things and all that sort of thing. This is definitely that's quite a hack. So
yeah, I mean, you can learn to build all sorts of things too. I mean, all sorts of different antennas. One year on during field day, we built an antenna to talk to the space station, and they actually have all the time every time they put people up there, there is a licensed ham radio operator every time on there, and they do talk to everybody, you know, that contacts them. There are certain times you can contact them for certain areas, and they do talk to everybody that tries to contact them.
You know, that's a great reminder there, and I'm pretty sure that this time they have, I think every person on there this trip is licensed.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Which means that they don't have any time that they're not going to be probably answering.
Oh, sure.
And it would be mind-boggling to know how many contacts they've made from there. It would be real interesting to know the exact amount.
And the fact that, because, so we talk about, you know, VHF communication, it's by definition line of sight. I have seen people actually receive the International Space Station with a handheld radio and like a long whip. They can just, they can receive it just like that, just standing out, because it's you know, you think about it, it's straight up there.
Yep.
So that, you know, it doesn't take much to be able to receive. May take a little bit more to talk, but still, I've heard of people, you know, doing some pretty wild stuff just on a little handheld radio.
And really, when it comes down to it, it's not that many miles away.
No, it really isn't.
Because you're going straight up.
That's right. And we're used to talking a couple miles, maybe even line of sight, so as we call it. So it's just a wide world out there, and encourage you to check out more. Of course, you can find the Coffeyville Amateur Radio Club at coffeyvillearc.org. And then, of course, John, one more time for the folks tuning in, where can we go for tomorrow's meeting?
Tomorrow's meeting will be downtown on 9th Street at the
Reawakening
Center. And it starts at 7 o'clock. Get there a little early, talk, you know, be able to talk to people and be able to talk after the meeting also. And if you want to try and get your license, we can do that. Or if you just want to see what goes on at the meetings, that's great. Or if you want to ask a bunch of questions, if we don't know the answers, we'll try and figure them out.
Yeah, and we've been excited to welcome several new members here, and even one of our new members got his tower put up not too long ago, and we'll be planning a little bit of a work day here for some of our repeater sites, so getting those kind of ready for winter and everything, so looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of good stuff coming up.
Yep.
All right, well, John, appreciate you coming by this morning, and again, thank you for the donuts.
I want to thank KGGF for giving us the time.
Hey, absolutely, that's why we're here, so... looking forward to the meeting here, and we will be seeing you here in a bit, John.
All right. You have a good day.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. And we got more open line coming up here on the Mighty 690, so keep it here.